The Adirondack Council is a key advocate before the New York State Legislature and state agencies to ensure the protection of the wilderness and communities of the 6-million-acre Adirondack Park. Among the current issues of concern is a plan by the Adirondack Park Agency and the Department of Environmental Conservation to conduct joint public meetings regarding the unit management plans for the High Peaks Wilderness and the Vanderwacker Mountain Wild Forest areas. Council spokesman John Sheehan says while his organization had encouraged joint meetings for non-controversial items, this is not what they intended.
There has been great debate over what should happen around these areas that they're proposing the management plans for. And a lot of people got involved in making comments about what the future of these places ought to be. So we're concerned that they seem to be fast-tracking this to get something done by summertime. The Park Agency and DEC have separate duties to perform in this case. We're concerned that by combining the two comment periods, the Park Agency is acting like there is nothing the public can say during this comment period that will change the DEC's proposal, or that they don't intend to do anything to alter the DEC's plan in any way. So it looks like a rubber stamp. I don't think that's good for public confidence, and I think it puts the agencies in the position of having to explain why they're not listening to the public.
On a more positive note, one of the big controversies was the storage of the oil tankers in the Adirondack Park. They have very recently been pulled out.
They have, yes. I'm happy to say that the last 24 appear to have been taken out of the park just about a week ago. I am less happy to report that they appear to have left some oil behind in the process. We were concerned about that from the very beginning, and whether this was the tankers or the locomotives that were used to move the tankers back and forth, there is an awful lot of oil splashed on the ties between the rails for a considerable distance between Riparius and North Creek. And a portion of that goes over a bridge that spans a tributary to the Hudson River. We're hoping that the damage wasn't very extensive, but it's going to warrant some time by a state agency to go out and take a look at what happened.
The Adirondack Council helped an individual win an ATV, all-terrain vehicle lawsuit, in Lewis County.
Right.
Why is that so significant from the council's perspective?
Well, this had been an unusual case in which a village actually opened village streets to all-terrain vehicle traffic through a residential neighborhood. And it seemed to be a blatant violation of the vehicle and traffic law that says that all-terrain vehicle use on streets and town roads should be only for short stretches to connect other legal riding trail areas. We've seen Lewis County essentially establish a countywide trail system by ignoring that law. And in St. Lawrence County, we're seeing a very similar set of trails being developed using long stretches of public road. There have been three Supreme Court decisions now, an appellate division decision, and an attorney general's opinion, all telling them that this is illegal. And what we saw at Constableville in Lewis County just recently was a resident without an attorney on her own defeating the village. I think that that should send a signal to the municipal government that they were way off base in doing what they did.
It sounds like you would not want the ATVs there at all.
That's not true, actually. There are 800,000 acres nearly of conservation easement lands in the Adirondack Park. We can find places on the conservation easements where this is appropriate. We just have to be careful about not pushing those into wilderness areas at the same time.
Many of the policies for the Forest Preserve, the Adirondack Park, comes down from the top in New York State.
That's for sure.
And we have a gubernatorial election this year.
That's right.
How closely is the council watching the race and the candidates?
We watch these things very, very carefully. We do not, as you know, endorse candidates or get involved in partisan politics in any way. We're a privately funded not-for-profit organization, and we have to maintain a nonpartisan perspective on the world, and we do that. So rather than trying to endorse a candidate or pick a winner in the upcoming election. We do our best to work with those in power while they're in power and to make sure the public understands what they've accomplished and what they haven't at the end of their term.
The Adirondack Council recently received a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator, placing it in the top 13% of charities in the U.S. It is the 4th consecutive year the council has been awarded the top ranking by the watchdog group. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.